Well, look, it was a pretty special day too for many of our whānau who attended a medal ceremony in honour of the C Company of the 28 Māori Battalion. This was at Papai Aori Marae in Rotorua over the weekend. And joining us to have a kōrero on that front is Lincoln Savage. Now, Lincoln is a kākua, assuming still, here at one of our prestigious kura in Tamaki Kings. But his granddad, Bunny, served with the battalion back in World War II. And now, two generations later, his whānau finally received his medals. Lincoln Savage with us today. Tēnā koe, Lincoln. Tēnā koe, Dale. Kia
ora,
Lincoln. It's been a while since we've spoken. You still at Kings, Lincoln?
No, actually, I've moved out of Auckland, Dale. I've moved to the sunny east coast, Gisborne, to Ranganui Akiwa.
Tēnā koe. Are you still teaching or involved in education, ehoa?
At the moment, no. I've sort of hung up the pen and the pencil, and I'm looking at building at the moment.
Well, the education sector can't afford to lose blokes like you, Lincoln. How come? Did you get frustrated? Started to hate your job?
After 20-odd years of teaching, I just felt like I had to upskill myself, and I just wanted to get hands-on, pretty much. So just following the building trade at the moment. Heaps of money.
Really? Are you a builder? Or what's the ambition here? Did you want to learn the skills to put up a whare of your own, ehoa?
That's pretty much, that's the crux of it, Dale. Just have those skills to build my own whare, really. And just have that extra skill, I suppose. Can always go back to teaching.
Yeah. Would you say that this is the case for many of our Māori teachers? I mean, it's hard enough to get them in front of the students, and it's damn hard work, Lincoln, is what I'm getting at. You know, we have reason to talk about this. It's harder than people realise. Did it eventually grind you down, bro?
Yep, I can say that. Yeah, there was a bit of that, taumaha and stuff like that, but I suppose what keeps you going as a kaiako is you watch your students grow, and it's awesome watching them leave school and become leaders and stuff like that in the community, and you sort of feel proud about it. But yeah, it does get a bit hard.
And you're enjoying the change, hey? Because getting on the tools, getting on the work site, working outside rather than in. I mean, it's vastly different to the last two decades. Lincoln, are you enjoying the difference?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Just being able to get up in the morning, go to work. Be with a good crew, and then you actually finish work at 4:30, 5 o'clock, and you don't have to take your work home with you.
Kia ora. And, of course, you don't have to wear a tie.
Yes, that's exactly right.
But you've got your steel caps on. Good on you, mate. I hope it goes well. Let's talk about the medals. Now, many of our soldiers got home and I guess in some ways wanted to sort of leave all that behind them. A lot of people carry a lot of hurt too from their time serving offshore. Tell us about Bunny, your granddad, please. A little bit about your kōrero and even what it was like to receive a medal that was destined for him all these years later. What can you share with us about your kōrero, please, Lincoln?
Yeah, so my kōrero, Bunny Savage, he was Tū Whare Toa, Ngāti Rangitihi. He returned, we were lucky, I suppose, he returned from the war, serving in the B Company. But after all these years, our family actually didn't realise that he wasn't given any medals. And it was quite surprising to see how many soldiers, how many whānau on Saturday, and their tūpuna never received any medals. One of the hardest things for us, I suppose, was he never talked about it. He really talked about coming back from the war. And as a whānau, my father and them and his older siblings, they would say that our kōrero never sort of acknowledged Anzac Day. He never took them to any services, and we used to think, that was mamai from the war. They tried, as you said, trying to forget about what happened over there. And And just recently finding out that he never got any medals, in some ways it was probably, he might have felt a bit mohara. He might have had a bit of angst against, I suppose, the military, because he did go away and wasn't acknowledged. And I can't speak for every other soldier and whānau that was there, but, you know, if you go away and you serve for your country but you get no recognition for it, it must hurt. So we sort of think maybe that was part of the reason as to why he never took our whānau, my father and his siblings, to dawn services and stuff like that. But in knowing that whānau were receiving medals, and finally have received medals after 77 years, it makes us really happy knowing that we get to acknowledge him, and it was good to also see all the other whānau there on Saturday, wearing that same mana, that same pride for their tupuna.
Yeah, special. There's nearly 90 soldiers who didn't get their medals, and that's all those whānau who gathered. What does it mean to your whānau? Who collected on behalf of your koro, Bunny?
So my father's eldest brother, he collected, he received the medals. Our uncle John Savage, it was quite funny because he was saying to us, when he went to collect the medals, the officer that was giving it to him said, "Oh, are you proud to receive your koro's medals?" And my uncle said, "Oh, he's not my koro, he's my father." And it sort of just goes to show that lot of generation there, that it's the second generation that had to receive it because other generations have passed on. But we're very fortunate to still have my father's eldest brother with us to be able to receive that. And alongside our Uncle John, or Uncle Sonny as we call him, alongside him was my younger brother who carries our koro's name, Bunny Savage. And at the last second, my son just went up because my son also carries our koro's birth name. Our koro, like many other koro, signed up in different names. At that time, he signed up as Bunny Savage, but his actual birth name was Charles Royal Jameson. So my brother carries the name Bunny, and my son carries the name Tiari. So we were very lucky to have three generations go and collect those medals on Saturday.
It's been a really rich and beautiful kōrero. Thanks for sharing it with us, Lincoln. And the reality, all these years later, been able to acknowledge Bunny's efforts of those times. When did he pass away, your kōrero, Bunny Savage?
My kōrero passed away in 1979. I was only 3 at the time. And my brother was born not long after our koro passed away, so hence the reason why he got gifted the name Bunny. He was a quiet man, humble man. And I suppose the war did sort of like take a lot out of him. But he had a strong wife, a maiden from Ohinemutu, my name Mihi Korama, and so they sort of lived happily ever after, I suppose, in Onepu, where we're from, where we're born and raised.
Great talking with you again, Lincoln. All the best with the mahi. Proud moment for the whānau too, among many. And I'm going to play this song for your koro. It's from the other Bunny, actually. Moi mai, Bunny Savage, and great to chat with Bunny's moko, Lincoln Savage. All the best to you, Lincoln. Thanks so much.
Tēnā koe, Teo.
Tēnā koe.